little something for the masses.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The Senate has passed a tax and unemployment bill that's a grab bag of goodies for everyone, from jobless Americans to businesses to home buyers. There's just one loser in the mix, though, multinational corporations, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
After weeks of wrangling, the Senate passed a bill 98-0 that has something for everyone. It provides up to 20 weeks of unemployment insurance for more than a million workers who are running out of benefits. It extends the $8,000 first-time homebuyer tax credit through April and makes it available to more affluent homebuyers who are trading up as well. And it gives businesses a valuable tax break, allowing them to recover taxes they paid when times were good by writing them off against losses they've suffered in the recession. All of this will cost a hefty $20 billion, and that money will come from dinging international corporations. They now won't get a tax break they were expecting on international interest payments. The House is expected to approve the bill as early as today and send it on to the president. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Stocks aren't feeling much love today. After its meeting yesterday, the Fed said it'll keep interest rates exceptionally low for an extended period of time. That's an indication the economy is still struggling. Markets are reflecting that fact today. Shares in Europe are down right now less than 1%. Asian stocks closed mostly lower. The Nikkei and the Hang Seng fell, but the winning streak continues in China. Not much budge on Wall Street yesterday. The Nasdaq inched lower, under 0.1%, while the S&P went the other way, 0.1%. And the Dow was up 30 points to close at 98.02. Oil prices, by the way, slipped below $80 a barrel in Asian trading today as the dollar gained a little strength. Toyota today reported a return to profit that helped brighten its outlook for the year. The world's biggest automaker reported a $242 million profit for the July to September quarter. The three prior periods had been losses. At least 8,000 auto workers in Germany have walked off the job in protest today, upset about GM killing a plan to sell its European unit, Opel. You'll remember Opel was to be sold to the Canadian auto parts maker Magna. That deal now dead. And now the big question is, how will the workers be affected? Let's bring in Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard for the latest. He's live with us from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what's the root of all of this anger?
Well, of course, jobs. Until yesterday, these workers in Germany believed that Opel would be sold to the Canadian car parts maker Magna and its partners, and that all four Opel plants in Germany would be kept open. That was the guarantee under that deal. Now the workers fear that two of those plants could be closed with big job losses in Germany.
We're talking thousands of job losses, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, but weren't there to have been job losses anyway under the Magna deal?
That's right. I mean, there were going to be 10,000 job losses under the Magna arrangement. But since the German government was offering something like $6 billion in state aid to back that Magna deal, the Germans believed that they wouldn't suffer the brunt of those cuts. Now that deal is off the table. The money is off the table too, and German workers are worried that they could suffer disproportionately. By the way, GM has confirmed today that 10,000 jobs will go across Europe. They haven't, however, revealed where the axe will fall.
But GM, Stephen, still needs some form of government aid, doesn't it? I mean, where's that money going to come from?
It does indeed. I mean, the company says it needs at least $4.5 billion from governments to pay for the restructuring. It's going to have to turn to other governments, other countries like the UK, where there are GM plants for that money. GM will certainly kick some money in to protect German jobs. It seems pretty clear there's going to be a lot of horse trading over the next few weeks and months.
All right. Stephen Beard joining us from London this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sunguard.com. American Public Media presents Rising by Degrees, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Hyatt Hotels launches an initial public offering today. The company's in pretty good shape, though the hospitality business has suffered some in the recession. More importantly, though, IPOs haven't been doing very well lately, and we asked Elisa Roth to take a closer look.
When the economy fell apart last year, companies pretty much stopped going public because nobody wanted to buy risky stocks. Now the market is doing better, but investors are still too nervous to put their money into untested companies.
This is almost the equivalent of discretionary spending in the equities market.
David Menlo is president of IPOfinancial.com, a research firm.
IPOs are suffering as not an essential item, but a luxury.
Some of the potentially riskiest IPOs are coming from private equity firms. David Snow follows private equity for a trade publication. He says they're desperately looking for cash.
Because of the downturn, they've held many of their investments in these funds for quite a while, and they're very eager to either sell them to large corporations or to take them public.
Investors are worried that that eagerness could make private equity firms try to push IPOs that aren't ready for the big time or misprice them. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, you probably have already heard or saw on Fox Television last night, the New York Yankees are world champions again.
To the second baseman, Cano. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
What you may not know is how this could be good for stocks. The New York Times quotes a research guy, Richard Peterson, from Standard & Poor's Capital IQ, who says every year the Yankees won the World Series since 1936, the S&P 500 returned an average of 10% the following year. When they lost the championship, the index lost an average of 13% the following year. Lost. From Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.